It's time now for the Mountain City Coaches Show as the Panthers come off another victory last week over Nottoway Holt, 52-6, the final score. Coach, it was an interesting ball game last week. Despite a 52-6 score, Nottoway Holt had a couple of drives on your squad, and the first one was the one that was impressive because they came right out and they ran the football. It appeared right at your defense and went down the field. You guys turned them away, but I'm sure you weren't happy the way that went.
No, I wasn't. I decided I was really going to let the kids respond to that themselves. And, you know, I told them later, if we're going to be a playoff team, that's just not acceptable. And we didn't do a good job of responding. So, I mean, that's definitely a concern.
But after that, it was all Mountain City for quite a while. I think their next drive that had any sustain to it was late in the ball game against kids that you didn't have many starters in there at that time. So, overall, as the game went, still a decisive win for the Panthers.
Yeah, it was. And our, I'm really confident in our offense. And once we put a couple scores in there, then their kids kind of shut down a little bit. And they have good athletes, but they've lost. They've lost a lot of games this year. So once we turned it in our favor, then we were pretty successful after that.
Had to be pretty happy. Except you've only got a couple of seniors, and Zach Cayley, he had the big night running the football, a number of touchdowns, over 100 yards. He had a big night up there.
Yeah, he's had two games of 100 yards, and he told me after the, I think it was the Tarkio game, that he said, "Coach, that's the first time I ever had 100 yards." And we just don't give him the ball that much, but he's a quality back that some maybe our opponents don't know so much about. But he's done a great job for us.
We will come back. We'll talk with Coach Messer. We'll talk about a big game coming up Friday night after this timeout. Welcome back to our Mountain City Coaches Show, our weekly visit with Head Coach Brian Messer as the Panthers get ready for district championship. Coach, that's what the South Holt game in Mountain City is supposed to be all about every year, is the district title. And South Holt, they've been struggling the last couple of years, and they're coming here, I think, 4-5. But, hey, they're 3-0 in district play, so it's a big game Friday night.
It is a big game, and I know the two communities enjoy seeing South Holt and Mountain City play, and it is for a championship. I think South Holt's kids and coaches right now feel pretty good about where they are.
They have a young man that you're going to have to stop, Kylan Sisk, and I'm assuming, looking at the numbers, he still lines up maybe at quarterback, maybe at running back, or wherever he wants. And as long as he's got the ball in his hands, he is always a threat, isn't he?
He is. I mean, I'm impressed with this young man coming back from a hip injury last year, practicing the pole vault, I think. And, the story was he would never play again. And so, it impresses me that he's come back and been so successful, and he definitely is a weapon.
As far as your squad going into this ball game, you said the kids are staying healthy. That's always a big concern. But when you get to this point in the year, everybody's dinged up and bruised up a little bit. But overall, the kids are healthy, and I'm seeing some different kids doing some different things as we go farther into the season here.
That's right. I think we've developed, a little bit of depth on both sides of the ball, and hopefully in these games, in Friday night's game, and then, and hopefully in the games to come, we'll need a little bit of that depth, and maybe that'll be to our advantage at the end of the games.
Good news is you have a playoff berth in your back pocket no matter what happens Friday night. Obviously another successful season for Mountain City.
It is, and we, I'm trying to get the kids right now to really understand there's an opportunity to do even greater things out there. So, I think the way we come out and play this Friday night will tell us if we're really meant to be a playoff team.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll talk to you in the pregame show on Friday night.
Thank you.
That is our Mountain City Coach Show. It's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust, by Golden Triangle Energy, Low Camper Motors, Mountain City, and by Northwest Missouri Cellular.